I'm Peter Solomon. You're listening to Jazz 88. Joining me this morning is Victor Cole, the Director of Recruitment, Retention, and Induction in the School of Urban Education at Metro State University. Metro State is hosting a graduate program's preview day Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to noon.
Victor, can you describe what your role involves at Metro State University?
Thank you, Peter. Primarily, I work in the School of Urban Education, and our primary goal is to increase the number of teachers of color and American Indian teachers in the state of Minnesota. Currently, we are at 6%, and we hope to increase that in this most recent grant that we received last fall from the Minnesota Department of Education and the Office of Higher Education.
How do you seek to engage with that challenge? What do you do to address those needs?
One of the primary ways that we're doing that is that we're giving support through scholarships so that students are able to take as many classes as they can. And at Metro State, our median age is 30. So we have mostly working adults with a lot of family and obligations, but also they just, you know, they're very busy. So taking courses, one, two, three at a time per semester is what they can do it, but also the barrier of tuition and fees. So we were able to pay 100% of tuition and fees for all of our BIPOC teacher candidates who are in good academic standing for 2023. And then this semester, we also paid tuition and fees for about 137 BIPOC teacher candidates and others who are in tier one licensures going back to school for their tier three, tier four licensure. So it's mostly direct support to students around tuition and fees.
So as far as students that are kind of your target for looking at possibly pursuing a graduate degree at Metro State, who is the person that you're looking to engage with?
Well, Metro State has many graduate degree programs, not only in the School of Urban Education. So across the university, we're looking at oftentimes it's career changers or people who want to enhance their bachelor's and their current positions, so they'll come back and get the graduate degree. So it's mostly working adults that we tracked and that we've built on a 50-year history of supporting working adults transferring and other credits and also bringing their own experiences, life experience into the classrooms and receiving credit for that. So there are some graduate degree programs here where you can have prior learning experience credits, and then ones that you can do academic internships where you're earning credit while you're working or earning and learning. So anyone who, you know, has a very strong commitment to their communities within the St. Paul, Minneapolis, and the 7-county metro area is who we are seeking and attracting, so, and supporting for success.
So obviously, when you're talking about secondary education, and especially with master's degrees, one of the chief concerns, obviously, is financial. But beyond the financial concerns, what sort of support do students need in order to complete that degree?
Yeah, there's a great many support services, success services on campus, and that students can access 24/7. Sometimes we have counseling services, but we also have a center for veteran and military students. We actually have been recognized as a university that supports students that are vets and currently still serving in the military. We also have a student parent center which has a food pantry, and students can come on campus and receive assistance through fresh produce and groceries throughout the year. We also have cultural and heritage identity affinity groups that and counselors that support them. We also have TRIO and support services. So there's many. Academic side, we also have our tutoring and testing center that, you know, you can receive tutoring and writing and math and science support virtually or in person, drop-in hours. And also finally, we have our career services. So career services has the academic internships office there. And then we have our director and our resume writing workshops and our interviewing. And so there's a lot of support services, not only through the education journey, but also after the education journey at Metro State.
Do you keep in touch with alumni to kind of track what kind of difference that receiving a master's from Metro State has made for them?
Yeah, there is the alumni office, and the director and associate directors of alumni relations work very hard to keep connected with our alum, not only to track where they are and there's their mobility. Metro State is very much at the top of social mobility for graduates, but meaning that students upon graduation usually move from sort of working class to middle class at a higher rate than other universities in Minnesota. But also, we like to connect them with other students who are currently pursuing degrees, undergraduate and graduate, and see if there's any sort of mentorship that could be possible, that if there's any sort of internships or apprenticeships at the different places where our alum work. So yeah, we try to keep them engaged, not only for themselves, but also for our current students. So
Okay, let's turn to the event on April 13th. Can
yeah.
you describe for me? So this is happening on campus from 9 a.m. to noon. Can you describe for me what the graduate program preview day is going to programs preview day is going to consist of?
Yeah, it's going to be a great morning on campus. We invite anyone who's looking at, possibly coming back to school for a graduate degree or changing careers with a graduate degree. We invite you to bring your families, your friends, your neighbors. It's really festive, actually, open preview day. We'll also have some campus tours. So if you are interested in seeing the campus, we'll have campus tours every 30 minutes during the day. We also have some sessions on how do you afford college, how do you make this work, and we also have sessions on like what is it to be a college student again. About 90% of our students are transferring credits from other institutions, so bring those questions and bring those transcripts unofficial until you want to apply. We'll also have an admissions staff fully staffed there, so if you want to apply on site, that's a possibility too. We'll have some food also for, if you do bring your friends and family and bring your children, we're very much open to it. So it'll be a chance to meet with faculty within the different graduate degree programs who are, sometimes leaders in their own field and sometimes currently, because we have a diverse pool of faculty that come from the career fields that people are currently in and hoping to go into. So, bring all those questions.
And then, as far as undergrad students, there's going to be an event in May coming up.
Yeah, at the end of May, we'll have another open house again for undergraduate students primarily. But, if you're listening this morning with Peter, then, you can come on grad day too. And, there'll be people that can talk about undergraduate, but we'll have a specific undergraduate degree program open house at the end of May. Details to come. Going to gateway@metrostate.edu as an email is one way to find out that information, or just go to our metrostate.edu website. And it's usually on our front page what events are happening.
I've been speaking with Victor Cole, the Director of Recruitment, Retention, and Induction in the School of Urban Education at Metro State University. Metro State will host a graduate programs preview day coming up Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to noon. You can find information at metrostate.edu. Metro State is an underwriter of the programming on Jazz 88.